Almost weekly, someone asks us about the changes that Facebook has made to their algorithm. The minute we heard about these updates, we started researching what they meant for our clients. We read articles, monitored page insights, and even met up with Facebook directly to ask them pointed questions about the real impacts to our customers' social presence. If you haven't yet heard of Facebook's recent changes, or you feel like you're not as well versed in what it all really means, buckle in. We're about to go for a wild ride. The ever-changing platform. In 2007, Facebook launched brand pages, which allowed users to connect with brands and celebrities and moved away from the former college-only kid model. In 2009, Facebook shipped the Become a Fan functionality, allowing users to vote for the brands that they love most. As the wall, no, not that wall, transitioned into the user's newsfeed, content coming from a brand or personal account was weighed similarly for distribution within that newsfeed. Whether it was a post from your favorite restaurant or a photo of your cousin's baby, there was an equal opportunity for this content to be seen amongst your friends. This opened up a significant opportunity for brands to create awareness organically within unreached audiences. Brands did this by creating content that encouraged engagement. As fans engaged with a brand's content, the power of social sharing took form. For example, if a social follower of Nike shared a post from their page, their friends could potentially see this post within their newsfeed as something their friend had engaged with. As a brand, the ability to have a loyal fan provide a pseudo-referral within their personal network was incredibly valuable and cost-effective. Shortly thereafter, Facebook began to promote a new addition to its advertising platform, turning newsfeeds into digital billboard space. Not only was this a great opportunity for businesses to further their brand, it helped users find products that they should be interested in, thanks to Facebook's super segmented targeting abilities. But as time went on, users began to get frustrated with the combination of these ads and the business content still being served up organically. In fact, listening to Facebook's earnings call in January and talking with Facebook representatives in February, it was clear that the platform was struggling to foster an authentic experience and user engagement was waning. Mark Zuckerberg is quoted as saying, "But in the last couple of years, the ecosystem of public content like video, news, and posts from businesses has grown massive to the point where it's starting to crowd out the personal connection that people value most." End quote. On January 11th, 2018, Mark Zuckerberg dropped a bombshell to the Facebook world. Facebook will be changing the way that content is served up. He's quoted as saying, "As we roll this out, you'll see less public content like posts from businesses, brands, and media. And the public content you see more will be held to the same standard. It should encourage meaningful interactions between people." End quote. Now, if you're a longtime Facebook user, you may be thinking, hey, this is great news. And it is from a personal use standpoint. But if you're a business that counts on Facebook as a channel to reach new customers or drive revenue within your existing Facebook audience, you've felt the impact on your top and bottom line. Zuckerberg addresses this in his announcement. Now, I want to be clear. By making these changes, I expect the time people spend on Facebook and some measures of engagement will go down. But I also expect that the time you do spend on Facebook will be more valuable. And if we do the right thing, I believe that it will be good for our community and our business over the long term too. End quote. To quantify down, here's an example of the impact we have seen with one group. You'll notice that reach is down 41% from the date of the algorithm change referenced by Zuckerberg above. In some cases, our clients are seeing up to 80% less engagement and reach than before the changes were announced. And on average, we're seeing about a 45% decrease in these indicators. A new approach for businesses? We've done the research on how to best tackle this changing landscape, and we have some answers. While no one, not even Facebook, knows how this is going to pan out in the long run, we have some ideas on how to compete in the social game. We've employed some of these strategies with our existing clients, and while we're still testing out these new waters, we are seeing success. Number one, pay to play. This is straight from the book itself. If you are a business page that wants and needs interactions and exposure, you're going to have to pay for it. This may sound like cheating, but trust us, it's the only way to make up for the deprioritization of business content. We've seen as little as $20 make a huge impact when boosting a post. Number two, quality over quantity. When social media first appeared, businesses who posted frequent content flourished because they were appearing in news feeds sorted chronologically. Since the Facebook algorithm has been reprioritized and only serves up content to users that it believes they want to see, If a business is pumping out shallow content that isn't garnering any reactions, Facebook is not going to serve up that content. However, if a business creates genuine content that people react to and share, this content should be shown to more people. So, going forward, we're becoming more intentional than ever with how we approach social content for our clients. Number 3, earn genuine interactions. Once there was a time when you could buy followers and likes. Now, Facebook has caught onto this, so if they suspect that your followers are not genuine, then they will stop serving up your content. Piggybacking off the point above, post content that you know your audience will love. Put in that extra effort to make a great post that highlights something special about your organization and earn those likes. The more genuine interactions you receive, the higher Facebook will prioritize your content. Let us help. You may be reading this blog and panicking. We don't want that. We want you to be equipped with the knowledge you need to understand Facebook and their changes. If you want to talk about it over coffee or pizza, we would love that. We're always here to help.